You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host Chris.
And Jonathan.
Getting closer and closer, man.
Oh, man. I'm just like, come on. Because these preseason games are driving me nuts. Because I'm just like,
it's not enough. It's not enough.
Nope. It holds my attention for a little bit.
Yeah.
But can't handle. I'm like, come on, let's go.
I'm like, let's get it cracking, man.
More weeks.
My team's 2-0, though, so I can't complain too much.
Oh, yeah. Most hosts signing up for their fantasy football leagues.
Y'all better wait. See? The prompt. Injury today, that is just ruining fantasy fans' days today. But we'll get into that.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get into all that.
We'll get into all that.
You know, got another preview for y'all. Another division's coming up. We're going to be discussing the AFC, NFC North on the north side of things.
I know we forgot to mention Phil Jackson last week, but we will get into Phil Jackson this week for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to renege on something. So we'll get into all that.
Okay. All of that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all want to talk any sports with us, get at us, questions, comments, any of that good stuff, you can follow us on Twitter, at Brothers Layman. You can email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can hit us up via voicemail, 323-455-4219. Anyway, you can leave a message on the site, blackisonline.com. We will read any of the feedback on the show and get back at you.
Yeah, definitely want to thank y'all. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know. We will definitely get back at you.
Holla. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, once again, we started off with the East Divisions. We started off with the South Divisions.
Yeah, started off in the Dirty Dirty.
Yeah, we headed over to the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, moving way up to the North now.
Uh-oh.
Then, of course, we always start off with the AFC first. And I got to say, just taking a look back, this might have been, as of last season, probably the most competitive division.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
even when you put into account what the Browns did as well.
Yeah.
Starting off last season, I know everybody is looking at what's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, looking at last season, they exceeded expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, as a whole.
Certain areas.
As a whole, yes, it was probably the toughest division of football, I would say.
Yeah, you had the Steelers, who won a division at 11-5.
Mm.
Bengals right behind them at 10-5-1.
Mm.
Ravens right behind them at 10-6.
Mm.
And we're talking about the Browns, who, you know, on the surface look bad, but respectable 7-9.
With a rookie head coach?
Hey, I mean,
what are you going to do?
They were in another division, they'd actually be in the playoffs.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. So, got to give Mike Pettine some respect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, three of these teams, all not the Browns, but Steelers, Bengals, and Ravens made the playoffs. So, look, I mean, this ain't no slouch division.
Nope.
It's still going to be as tough as ever. You know, little changes here and there, but I can't wait to see what happens.
Absolutely. I know my wife is ready. She's a diehard Steeler fan, so we shall see.
Yeah, and I'll start off with the Steelers, who ended up losing to the Ravens in their first round of the playoff last year.
I love watching them play Baltimore. It is always a battle.
Always
a
battle.
Oh, my God, always a battle. But with Pittsburgh, I love their offense.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, offensively, they're pretty good. No. They yeah. did lose, was it Maurkice Pouncey?
Yeah, right now.
I think he's fractured his ankle, so he's out for about six.
Half the season,
basically.
Maybe
so
8-plus weeks.
That is no bueno to start off with a season with your offensive line. But, I mean, we'll see. Hopefully, their offensive line can maintain the momentum they had ending the season last season. They actually turned out to be a pretty good offensive line, exceeded expectations for most people. And Ben Roethlisberger was, whoo, he was elite.
Mm-hmm.
And so was Pint-Sized Pete. Antonio Brown was just ridiculous last year.
Yeah, he was putting up numbers before, but last season he came out the blue.
With that highlight, karate kick. Karate kid, I'm going to just, boom.
Are you in the way? Doesn't matter, I'm stepping on you.
I don't know if Steeler fans were like, yes, that is Steeler football right there. Get out of my way. So, loved
it. Getting back to running the ball with Le'Veon Bell.
Absolutely. Who looked really good. Yeah. Really, really good last season. The question for them, though, of course, is going to be that other side of the ball and their defense.
Yes.
You got Steven Tuitt, who had an okay rookie season last year, but has a year under his belt. Cameron Hayward, pretty good player at the other defensive spot. But then again, linebackers, they're not the same Steelers bunch that we're used to seeing. Very young.
Yes.
A lot of rookies, first-year guys. Lawrence Timmons is the only veteran of that group, really, who's still in there. Oh, excuse me. You still got James Harrison, but he's pretty much on his last
he's
legs.
He's coming off the bench. He's not.
And he's a role player at this point in his career, pass rush specialist. And their cornerbacks, you just don't know. They lost Ike Taylor, which some Steelers fans might be like, shit, that's addition by subtraction, because he really wasn't doing much last year. So, but you lose a veteran presence in the locker room. Yeah. And Dick LeBeau was probably the biggest loss that their defense took. I mean,
oh yeah,
he one of the greatest defensive minds ever. Yeah. And, I mean, he was their defensive coordinator, it seemed like, for 50 freaking years.
Yeah, it's like he's always been the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, so
where did he go?
Tennessee. I think he's, like, a consultant or something with Tennessee.
He retired. That's what happened. Did he retire, I believe?
He left and went to Arizona for a second when Ken Whisenhunt went.
Yeah.
And then he came back.
Yeah.
He know where his ties are.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, that's going to be a loss. Cause that's a defensive presence that you're losing another one and a very good leader. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that defense. I'm curious, but offensively they can be carried, but I'm not sure if defensively they're going to be up to par. Cause we all know defense wins the chip. And if your defense ain't up to par, you really don't have much of a shot. So we'll see.
Yeah, they'll be definitely relying on that offense. Curious to see, you know, how the other wide receivers pan out with Marcus Wheaton on one end. And, of course,
Martavis Bryant.
Mm-hmm. People are already talking him up.
Well, I mean, Marcus Wheaton is the number two guy right now. And Ben Roethlisberger seems to expect him to have a pretty good season. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I like Marcus Wheaton coming out of Oregon State.
Mm-hmm.
But he really hasn't panned out up to this point. This is a big season for him to see what he can do. Because if he doesn't, Martavis Bryant is waiting right in the wings for that position if Marcus Wheaton don't take grabs above it. So we'll see what happens in that respect.
Yeah, I forgot. And then he added D'Angelo Williams. Like, damn.
Oh, he's a backup. But,
yeah.
You know.
But, yeah, it's a lot of pressure going to be on that defense. Mm-hmm. I don't know when it'll get back to being the same. That just might be too much to ask, but
I mean, it's going to take some time. You got Bud Dupree, a rookie out of Kentucky. You got Ryan Shazer, who was a rookie last year. You got Jarvis Jones, who was a rookie year before that. So, you know, they got the youth on their side and the speed, but I don't know.
Yeah. On to the schedule, you know, start things off on the Thursday night, opening at New England.
On the Thursday.
Yeah. Maybe no Tom Brady there, but should be a good game anyway. Mm-hmm. Let's set up. You got, you know, Frisco, St. Louis play versus Baltimore at week 4.
So it looks like they're playing the NFC and AFC West.
Yep.
Which, ooh, that's a tough schedule. to an extent, man. I mean,
because you got, look, week four versus Baltimore, mm-hmm. then at San Diego.
Then Arizona.
At Kansas City.
Cincinnati.
That's a tough stretch.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and after the bye? Damn!
At Seattle versus Colts. At Cincinnati versus Denver.
At Baltimore.
And
damn!
At Cleveland.
Jeez. Shit.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can get off to a good start. They have two nice games going into their bye against Oakland and against Cleveland. Mm-hmm. So those should be two wins. I will never say it's going to be. It should be two wins. But we'll see.
Yeah.
They have enough firepower to put up a decent record, a pretty good record this season.
Yeah, going starting 3-0 before they get to week four versus Baltimore will be a nice out-the-gate
absolutely.
Movement for them. Because, yeah, this is ooh,
it gets brutal.
That's a tough schedule,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
All right, moving on to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Mm.
You know, once again making the playoffs and once again not getting a win.
And once again, Marvin Lewis just keeps a job.
He does, man. I mean, they like him. I'm surprised.
They really like him up there. I am not mad. I ain't mad. I ain't mad at the brother for keeping his job, but at the same time, it's like, dude.
Yeah, even like before, like jeez. The fact that he's still coaching Andy Dalton, you figure about it. That this whole new wave of young blood, you figured he'd be out.
It always seems like we're saying, all right, this is the season.
And he gets put on.
Where he's on the hot seat, but this is the season he is on the hot seat. It's got to be. He ain't got a choice at this point. I mean, it's been, what, 8 years? He hasn't really done anything.
Mm-hmm.
Always getting to, I mean.
Has he gotten a win in the playoffs yet?
No. It's always been to get there and they lose. They can't win the big games.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton, he's your average Joe, man.
Look, this is.
I have doubts.
Oh, man, seriously.
Like.
If you're a Bengals fan, for real, that's right. How you feel.
You need to see this dude come in and really take things over. He's got his money. You're like, look, dude.
Reluctantly.
Right. I think they won before this year. I think they had won a division the last 2 years prior. You know, they seem like, all right, you're winning a hard division, so mm-hmm. you must be doing something right. But
yeah.
He just, yeah, I don't know. He just can't.
He can't
get
win
to
the
that
big
next
games.
Level. Yeah, I'm not asking him to be elite, but like, look, you've gotten to the playoffs a couple years. It's now time to deliver some W's.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So we'll see what happens. They got Tyler Eifert, their tight end back. We'll finally, hopefully, see what he can do. The man has not been able to stay healthy these past couple years.
Showing flashes when he's been healthy, but mm-hmm. that's it. You know, the standout obviously is AJ Green.
Absolutely. Absolutely. AJ Green there. Their offensive line is actually pretty good. It's a very underrated offensive line. Mm-hmm. I like what they got going there. Marvin Jones is going to be key. He was hurt last year.
Yes.
If he can bounce back and have a really good season, he's a guy. He when he plays,
he's been real effective
been
as
really
a number
good.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
All playing off of AJ Green. Of course, that running game they continue to be one of their strengths. You know, now Jeremy Hill seems to be the one that's getting
he's the
love.
Guy, man. He seems to be the three down back. They talking about like Bernard ain't getting like. Nothing.
You're like, Bernard was...
Like, dang, he was that dude for a second, but...
And it was like, oh, they got two of them. And then it was like, Jeremy Hill was like, all right, it's my turn.
And he is a beast, though.
Yeah.
He's a load to bring down. And, hey, don't look out for A.J. McCarron. I said when he came out of rookie season, I see him as a star in the league. I've heard good things about him. And if Andy Dalton can't win,
mm-hmm.
give him a shot. Let's see what the man can do. I'm just saying. Defensively, I think they'll still be pretty good. They brought back my boy Michael Johnson, who flopped with Tampa Bay. But, you know, he and Carlos Dunlap will make a good tandem in the middle. Geno Atkins was coming off an ACL tear last season, so he wasn't really right. Heard good things this season. Seems to be 100%. And if he's 100%, he's one of the best defensive tackles in the league. No question about that. Their secondary is really a question mark to me. I mean, Pac-Man Jones still playing. I mean, yeah, Leon Hall is okay, but he's had a couple of Achilles tears. You know, I don't know. I do like their strong safety. Was Ilioka something like that?
Yeah.
I like that dude. He's big as hell, and he will hit your ass. But other than that.
Yeah, they play. They're a physical
they're okay,
team.
Yeah,
you know, they play good defense, solid defense, solid running. you got an explosive wide receiver. You just want it to be put together and make some noise.
Absolutely.
Now, for their regular season schedule, they start off at the Raiders.
Should be a W.
Mm-hmm.
Should be.
Yeah.
But they are on the road, so mm-hmm. I don't know.
Then after that, I'll tell you that, San Diego, and then at Baltimore versus Kansas City versus Seattle at Buffalo before heading into week 7.
I'd hate to say this. They could go into their bye like 1-5.
They could, actually. They could. They really could.
It's a tough schedule to start off with.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming out the gate, you at Pittsburgh, like, dang.
Yeah, and then you got at Cleveland. Arizona, well, starting week 11 at Arizona versus St. Louis, back-to-back toughies.
Mm-hmm.
And then ending out the last two games at Denver versus Baltimore.
Man.
Yeah, they could fall a little bit.
How many?
It's not no easy schedule.
Nah, it's not.
And then, they getting the wins early, seeing how they come into the bye week will say a lot.
Yeah, will definitely dictate how they do throughout mm-hmm. the season.
3-3 is good. I don't know what that'll do with this division, though. They may need to do a little better than that.
They might have. They got to start off like 4-2.
Yeah,
around that.
You know, if they can, especially that Baltimore, get that. You know, you got to play them at the last one. Mm-hmm. So if you can get that win at Baltimore, that'll be huge. Something insane.
Exactly.
But they're making it tough for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Baltimore, the Ravens back.
Uh-oh.
You know, had a lot of whew, put that off season behind us, please.
Yeah, going into the new, because Lord have mercy.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was all about one person and one moment.
He
one
who shall not be named.
Wow, I mean, that took all the air out of the bubble, but still.
I mean, they fought hard.
Mm-hmm.
Even throughout all of that, they fought hard.
Got
and
to the playoffs, mm-hmm. beat rival Steelers, lost to the Patriots in the second round in a close game. In
yes,
a close
was.
Game.
It was.
That was a good game, too. You know, but moved on from there. You know, they lost some key people.
They lost some people here and there. But for the most part, they really haven't lost too much. I mean, the biggest loss, really, you look at it, was their offensive coordinator, Gary Kubiak, taking over the coaching job at Denver.
Yeah.
So that's probably the biggest loss they took. I mean, defensively, they're still pretty much the same.
They lost dude who went to Detroit. I think that was from Detroit. Haloti Ngata.
Yes, they did trade Haloti Ngata. Forgot about that. Yeah, they had Timmy Jernigan, so I guess they felt he could take his place. But, losing Haloti Ngata, that's a big loss.
That is a big
he
loss.
He was the anchor of that defensive line for a long time. Oh boy! But they did play without him.
Yeah,
the past four games. So I guess they felt comfortable enough to let him go. Felt he was getting older and he wasn't worth, I guess, what he was asking for. And then you got Steve Smith. This is it.
Yeah, he had a nice comeback season.
This is it.
At least early on.
Yeah.
And then kind of faded toward the end. But yeah,
last season,
Hall of Fame, soon to be Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
But yeah, this is him.
They don't make them like this no more. I'm talking third-round pick, 5'9", everybody like, oh, he's a kick returner. Like, no, nigga, I'm a wide receiver.
Yeah.
No, let's get it. Don't get it twisted.
And I'm
talking
plays
and I talk shit and back it up. I mean, is he a first ballot Hall of Famer? I don't know. But is he a Hall of Famer nonetheless?
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Damn skippy he is. For somebody whose quarterback was Jake DeLome all them years, yes, he a Hall of Famer. To put up the numbers he put up, and still doing it.
Yeah, he's going to have to, because, I mean, I'm looking at that. They got the other wide receiver.
Bernard Perriman.
Yeah.
Banged up and hurt. Plus, he's a rookie, so that don't help.
Marlon Brown. Yeah, because Torrey Smith's gone.
Yeah, Torrey Smith went to Frisco.
Yeah.
So, Kamar Aiken looks like he's going to be the guy running opposite.
Hey, the one bright spot last year, Justin Forsett came out of nowhere and just took hold of that starting spot.
Yes, he did. So much so that they got rid of Bernard Pierce. Bah! We don't need you no more.
Yeah.
And then they are missing Dennis Pitta also.
Yes.
So that's a blow for their tight end course. Yeah. So, I mean, they are missing some pieces, but, I mean, their offensive line is still intact. Still one of the better offensive lines in the league. Yeah, Joe Flacco.
Proved he's an above-average quarterback.
Absolutely.
They'll
lean on that running game, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that defense.
Yeah.
Without question, because I mean, just you still got Terrell Suggs, you still got Elvis Dumervil, which means you're still getting sacks.
Yeah. They're keeping the energy up. They ain't settling.
Nope. Then you got C.J. Mosley, one of the better young defensive players in the league. Got Darryl Smith. That linebacking corp is sick. The question really is their defensive backfield, because corners back, the Darius Webb he's okay. You still got Matt Elam, Will Hill, Kendrick Lewis. You got Jimmy Smith. I mean, it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's not great, but it's average. Average, mm-hmm. A little better than average. But, I mean, that pass rush is what's going to keep him in it.
Yeah.
Vicious.
Yeah. And for them, coming out the box on Sunday at Denver.
Can't wait. Gary Kubiak going up against former team, baby. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. A sprinkling, they are on the bye week, week 9. They've got a nice division run at week 3 versus Cincinnati.
Their schedule ain't that bad.
Yeah, at Pittsburgh and then versus Cleveland. And you got, week 7 and 8 at Arizona versus San Diego. And then coming out for that.
Yeah, Seattle, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, at Cincinnati. That's a tough little stretch there. And at Miami.
So yeah, really they're... Really toughest work is their last four games,
mm-hmm.
versus Seattle, versus Kansas City, at Pittsburgh, versus Pittsburgh, and at Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's two division games to end the season. Those are going to be big. Those are going to be huge.
Yeah, and I would really say out of that, so far from what we've seen out of the other two, they have the best schedule.
Yeah, they have the easy schedule out of the other two teams. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, without question.
So if they riding high and going into these last 4 weeks, good for them.
Absolutely.
They can make some leeway.
Yeah, they're going to do some things.
And then, not least, a team that
we just laugh when they come up. Oh, I'm so sorry, Browns fans. I'm so sorry. I don't mean it to be disrespectful, but Jesus Christ.
I have doubts.
You can
play that like times five. Like, jeez Louise. I mean, this team...
Look, we said as of last year, going into this season, for this show in particular, they hold the mantle of the word franchise.
Absolutely. People can say the Redskins, but God, no, it's this team. They're horrible. They're bad. Look at their team. All right, look, let's
get in it.
Let's start with the quarterback situation, or lack thereof.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Josh McCown, who you brought over from Tampa Bay, who's terrible.
Mm-hmm. So, they didn't keep Brian Hoyer.
Nope. Let Brian Hoyer go to Houston.
Johnny Manziel, it was so much talk at the end of the season. Like, he done. They've moved on. They made it sound like they were looking for another quarterback at the draft. Yeah. Like, really? You just got...
He seems like he's changed his ways.
Had to go to rehab. Had to go to
rehab and the whole spiel and all that stuff. He hasn't been doing the money sign in the preseason and all that. He's been on his best behavior. So I don't know. But when it comes to on that field, the last thing I remember from Johnny Football when it mattered was getting walloped.
Yeah.
What was it? Cincinnati?
First game.
Oh, my gosh. It was one of the ugliest sights I've ever seen. I was like, I could do that.
Yeah, he was getting sad.
I could do that.
The ones where he's running away and he's just like, throw it away and I'm going to throw it downfield.
Oh, interception.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh.
The ball out. Yeah, that was bad. Of course, we talked about Josh Gordon, who just he can't leave it alone.
I can't stop smoking that shit now.
That didn't drop him.
Oh, Dweed's mine. No, they still hold his rights. Yeah, they hold his rights, but he's done for the year.
The running back situation was
terrible.
Terrible.
And it still is.
Isaiah Crowell.
Terrence West.
Who was the dude before? Who else was it? Because it was like a three-back thing last year.
It was more so just those two.
Yeah.
For the most
part. Somebody else, I can't. Oh, my man who was backing up Arian Foster. Ben Tate.
Ah, and they let him go because he was ass. Dude who can't never stay healthy. Nah. I don't even think he's in the league anymore. Jeez. I think he went to Minnesota and they let him go because he was I don't think he was doing anything. I think.
Yeah.
Or he may still be on Minnesota, not 100%. But their running back situation, terrible. They added Duke Johnson out of Miami. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But
Yeah, you got Dwayne. They added Dwayne Bowe, added Brian Hartline.
So you added two dudes who last year, I believe, combined to score one touchdown. Because if I remember correctly, Kansas City receivers didn't score any.
Yeah.
And I think Brian Hartline, who is Mr. who is just known in fantasy world as you don't score touchdowns.
No, you get catches.
You get catches, but you don't score touchdowns. I think he had one last year in Miami, so. And they got Antrel Hawkins, Travis Benjamin. Yeah.
Antrel Hawkins was okay. Fantasy wise, only reason.
It's going to be another long season
for
them.
Jordan Cameron left, was like, I'm out.
Yeah, Jordan Cameron did, which means their tight end position is non-existent.
Yeah, it's for them, they saving grace has really been their line.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got Joe Thomas, one of the best left tackles in the league. Mm-hmm. Alex Mack, one of the best centers in the league. I mean, their O-line is okay. Some of the other positions are questionable.
Yeah.
And, I mean, defensively.
They were solid. Actually, above average defensively last
year. Pretty good. They weren't bad. They added Danny Shelton at nose tackle, which I think is going to be a big move for them. But Carvius Mingo, I think that's how you pronounce it. He going to have a big season.
Marcavius, I don't
know. However you pronounce it. Joe Hayden, still one of the best corners. Still got Dante Hittner. I can just light people up.
Yeah.
Tashawn Gibson popped up on the scene last year to become one of the better safeties. So it's a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Gilbert has fallen, boy. First round pick, like that, with the eighth pick last year. Oof. And now it's like third string. Like, good Lord, you are terrible. God, Jesus.
Yeah, he ain't when them picks be bad out the game.
No, Browns fans are just like, what the fuck? But expect them to be terrible this season. I expect them to be worse record wise. I don't think it's going to be very good for them.
Yeah. They start off at the Jets.
Oh.
Yeah, Tennessee. Yeah, it's some winnable games. Mm-hmm.
And then it's a wrap, son. Then it's a wrap. Baltimore. Until they bye week, it's a wrap.
Yeah, versus Denver, at St. Louis, versus Arizona, at Cincinnati, at Pittsburgh.
Those are all
and
probably losses.
On week 11.
Those are all probably losses.
And then, coming off after the bye, versus Baltimore, at Cincinnati. Damn. And then, okay, you play Frisco. All right. Yeah,
at Cincinnati, at Kansas City, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Loss, loss, and loss.
Yeah, at Seattle, at Kansas City, versus Pittsburgh.
Oh. They will be worse record-wise than last year. Mark my words.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's bad. Oof. Yeah, they...
Beyond bad.
They may have had a worse... like, and y'all got the hardest schedule. Because, damn, it's just back.
Forgive me, folks. I forgot my little fantasy tidbits.
Oh, let's get into it before we say where these teams are going to end up.
So, since we're already on them, Cleveland Browns, nobody. Don't pick nobody from the Cleveland Browns. If you want to take a flyer on a Dwayne Bowe late in the draft, go ahead. Their running back situation, I wouldn't touch any of them. It's a running back by committee, and it's just going to be bad. And just defensively, no. It's not worth it. Maybe if they start showing something early on in the season, but I doubt it. Their offense is just incapable of scoring points, which means their defense is going to be tired, which means their defense is not going to be as good as last season. Period. And moving on, Baltimore. Joe Flacco, he's never been one of those dudes that's kind of like a big, I guess, fantasy guy per se. He's more of like a backup quarterback. But he has potential to carry you some games. So, you know, you could look at Joe Flacco later on in the draft if you're looking for a backup quarterback or need somebody. I expect Steve Smith to have a pretty decent season since it's his last season, and he's basically the guy on offense. So he's going to get a lot of targets. So, you know, middle of the draft will probably be a decent spot for him. If you're looking for a sleeper for Baltimore, maybe, who's they tight end? Crockett. Maybe, only because they need somebody else to throw the ball to. I don't know what's going to happen with Breshad Perriman, their rookie, so that'd pretty much be it. Justin Forsett, it's a change of offensive coordinator, so I don't know how that's going to affect him. But He should be value pick middle of the draft. If you're looking for a three-down back, he pretty much is a three-down back.
Yeah, he's going to get the run for sure.
I mean, Cincinnati, Andy Dalton, backup. Let's just move on from Matt Jeremy Hill. If you're looking for Jeremy Hill, if you're looking for a three-down back, he'd be a nice value pick, probably second round, third round, if you're looking for a very good back. A.J. Green, of course, needs to be one of the top receivers taken, second, third round, of course. Their tight end could be a sleeper, Tyler Eifert. Most people aren't really going to pick him just because he's been so injury prone. So if you can probably get him towards the end of the draft, he might turn out to be a value pick. Might be. I don't know. Because Jermaine Gresham used to get a lot of targets, so we'll see. And as far as Pittsburgh, Ben Roethlisberger can be a solid quarterback to lead your team. This offense is going to be very potent. So, you know, if you want to pick Ben Roethlisberger in the second or third round, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Wide receiver, if you picking one in the first round, Antonio Brown makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, doesn't, you know, if you can get him in the third round, that is value. Mm-hmm. I doubt it, but that is value.
Yeah. And I've even seen places where they got Le'Veon Bell picked as the number one running back.
I agree. He's another one that could go in the first round. Because he catches the ball out of the backfield and does his thing. He's a three down back, goal line back and all that stuff. So he's definitely going to put up
some
points for you.
And he is missing some
the
games.
First two games, I think. Yeah. So
I would gotta be aware of that.
Keep that in mind. So make sure you, for you guys who pick him, maybe get D'Angelo Williams as your handcuff or stack your running back spot for a little bit. Wide receiver-wise, Marcus Wheaton should be pretty good. But, again, we don't know. I had the man last year. He didn't really do a whole lot. You know, probably, you know, eighth, ninth round, if you can pick him up, might be good. I know a lot of people are high. Excuse me, on Martavius Bryant.
Yeah, they are.
No, people are like, taking him in the fourth, fifth round. I'm like, whoa, hold on. I can't do that for a guy who's not even starting.
Yeah.
So
he is a big play receiver for them.
But, again, you don't know. And if in fantasy, I'm looking for consistency. So with him, you ain't really getting it. So you can probably get him. Later on in the draft, if somebody wants to pick him high, let him. That's fine. Go ahead, by all means. But again, understand that you can get him late in the draft, but he's probably going to be riding your bench for most of the time.
Yeah.
Heath Miller is pretty consistent. So if you need a tight end later on in the draft, you're just looking for a solid guy who can get you some decent numbers every week. Heath Miller actually getting a bad pickup. He'll get the occasional touchdown with my nephew Eli right here. He'll get the occasional touchdown, you know, every now and then, and is in the passing game. So we'll see what happens with that. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Fantasy tidbits for the free 99. I give them to you every week. Let me know if you have any questions. Feel free on Twitter to hit me up. Say, hey, this is my squad. What you think? Let me know, whatever it may be. We will get into that later on in the show. But it's out there, folks. Let it be known.
Yeah, man.
Just all right.
Be on it.
So, who you think is going to do what?
All right. I got the Browns going to basically be in last.
Of course.
Still.
Absolutely.
Yeah, with that schedule, 5 wins.
Yeah.
Drop down.
I would say
that,
about that.
It's going to be a rough season for them.
Mm.
Still goes down to those 3.
Of course.
I had the Steelers up there with the news coming out about Pouncey being out half the season.
Mm-hmm. That's a big blow.
That's a huge loss for them. I do think the Bengals, I don't believe in them, and their schedule's rough. Still have enough talent to be over 500 and get a playoff spot. But I think I'm going to lean towards the Ravens, and specifically due to the injury.
Mm.
I think Ravens may actually end up stealing the division probably by a game, just how it was last season. I expect Ravens probably and Steelers to both get into the playoffs.
Mm, I agree.
Bengals pushing again. You know, division's going to, I think, be how it was last year. Very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
One or two games separating all top 3 teams.
Mm.
Especially for Ben Roethlisberger's sake, too, besides Le'Veon Bell. Like, he's always been hurt a lot. And the last thing they need is to start off the season with line issues.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but that's what I'm where I have for the AFC North.
All right, as far as the AFC North, I got a shout out to Storm. I got Baltimore winning the division, more so based on their schedule, mm-hmm. Just because it's a little bit easier than Cincinnati's and Pittsburgh's.
Yeah.
Second, I actually think this is just my opinion. I think Pittsburgh and Baltimore will tie.
Mm.
At the end of the season, I think Baltimore will hold the tiebreaker, though.
Okay.
So they'll finish up first place, but I do think both teams are going to make the playoffs. Pittsburgh, yeah, losing Pouncey for the first half of the year, that's a tough blow. And then you don't have Le'Veon Bell the first couple games. That's tough to start off with. They have the firepower on offense, but just their defense is a question mark. They're young. I don't know. And then offensive line issues as well. So we'll see. I expect Cincinnati be third, man. I don't have any faith in this team. They seem to buckle under the pressure of the big games, and they have quite a few big games this season. So I don't really think Andy Dalton for me has hit his peak. He's capped. He's tapped. Wow. He's hit his ceiling already. Mm-hmm. I don't really think we'll see him be any better than he is right now. I mean, personally.
Damn.
And then the Cleveland Browns, they'd be lucky to get 5 wins. They may hit 4 or 3 wins. Like, it's going to be a long season. And they may be looking for a new quarterback come next season. Because I don't think Johnny Football is going to really do anything.
If they're getting about 3-4 wins, which means they'll bring Johnny Manziel in, and he don't do nothing. And they ain't got no faith in him anyway. So it's not like they're going to put the best out there for him. He'll struggle, and then it'll be like, well, you're one of the top teams. You need a quarterback.
Yep. Oh, that's funny.
Start that conversation
Absolutely.
As usual. All right. Moving on.
Mm.
To the other side, NFC North.
Uh-oh.
This one actually was a quite a bit of a fight as of last year in the two teams.
Yes, it was.
Packers won a division at 12-4.
Mm.
End up beating Dallas. No, that infamous. He didn't catch it by Dez. And then losing to Seattle in the NFC Championship.
Mm.
Hey, I was talking to my cousin yesterday who's a Packers fan. And he was just talking about, yeah, and we happened to bring him. He was like, yeah, I don't want to talk about that game.
Shout out to Allen. What's happening?
What's up, man? Yeah, and they did so many times they had a chance to close it.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't
do it.
Still sitting 12-4, won a division. Behind them, 11-5, Lions.
Ooh.
Made it to the playoffs. Impressive.
Jim Caldwell, what's happening?
Hey, a great season.
Absolutely.
End up losing to Dallas in the first round.
They made the playoffs, man.
If he didn't catch it kind of thing.
Yeah, that was a BS call, too.
Yeah.
That was pass interference.
Yeah, it was.
Clearly pass interference. Dude didn't even look for the ball. Oh, my God. That play pissed me off.
Yeah.
That play pissed me off.
So yeah,
but it's all good.
Yeah, that. But, you know, doing good. Vikings finished 7-9. No Adrian Peterson. Just
Christian Ponder for half the season.
Yeah. Oof. A lot of disappointment. But, you know, still 7-9. Not bad. And then you had the Bears who just fell the fuck off.
Shout out to Kyle Love.
What's going on, Kyle?
Don't be too pissed.
Sorry.
Because I'm about to roast your team.
That's what happened. You know, a lot of people doubting Jay Cutler.
Woo! How can you not? I have doubted Jay Cutler since his rookie season out of Vanderbilt. As a damn Broncos fan. Mike Shanahan, I was just like, this guy, he has the arm, but golly, he was never that guy.
No.
He can't get you over the hump. He can't do it.
No. So that's out of them. So let's start things off. Packers, man. Look, clearly everything starts and ends with
Discount Double Check.
Yeah. The best quarterback in the game right now. Aaron Rodgers. Just anything, any kind of plays that need to be made, he can make them.
And ain't he dating old girl who's supposed to be playing Wonder Woman?
He's dating another chick who's going to be
in a Marvel movie.
Oh, she is going to be in a
I forget who she's playing, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure all y'all out there know who she is.
I can't think of her name.
I don't know her freaking name.
She was on a newsroom. A chick. So he doing all right, you know, all that.
Exactly.
I'm sure he's looking at people
life above
him like, wait a minute. They getting more guaranteed money than me?
How Phillip Rivers doing better than me?
Yeah. But, you know, still offense is high powered. You know, you're going to speak on that in a second. But, you know, that Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb as wide receivers. You know, Jordy Nelson blew up last year.
Well, and you have the famous line from Aaron Rodgers, the R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
Yes.
After they started off rocking, and they just took off. And it was like, oh, he was right. I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they were like, what, 2-3?
They were
2-3. Yeah.
People were like, oh, my God. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
We ain't winning no more games the rest of the season. Like, Jesus Christ. And you got to love Aaron Rodgers. Best quarterback in the league. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, Randall Cobb. Now you added Devontae Adams to go along with that. They got a tight end, Richard Rodgers, who seems to be coming along well.
Yeah, Carl's. Yeah, I guess they didn't bring back.
And you got Eddie Lacy.
Yeah, Eddie Lacy's been solid,
that's a
man.
Beast. He's a big boy, man. Mm-hmm. He can take a pounding.
Yeah, still got James Starks backing him up, always giving you quality minutes.
And you still got the Coon.
Yeah,
John Coon. We loving hearing them fans sometimes. Coon. Like, damn, son of a bitch.
Here we go.
But I still expect their offense to be high-powered. Let's just get into it. Jordy Nelson got hurt today.
I know. And that was one of them. He wasn't. He didn't.
Non-contact. And when you have a non-contact injury to the knee, everybody is always like, oh, tore it. He tore it.
Yeah.
He tore it. That means he tore it. So I tweeted out earlier, hopefully, you know, he didn't tear it, but I do wish him a speedy recovery with whatever injury it is.
Of course, it
didn't
look bad in the game. It was just like, oh, what happened?
You just hate seeing, like, the great players in the league, the elite guys go down like this, especially in a preseason. You're just like, oh, my God, we can't even get to the regular season.
As of right now, it's not officially it's a torn ACL. That's their
the Packers fear. That's what it's going to be. He tore his ACL. I hope it's not.
Yeah, maybe he'll be out. Maybe 5-6
weeks. Because I like Jordy Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those dudes who in a sense, kind of broke that stereotype with the whole – wide receivers not being athletic enough or fast enough or all that. I'm like, shit, he's white chocolate, homie.
He'd
be tearing cats up. So I like Jordy Nelson, and I wish him a speedy recovery because that sucks.
Yeah, I know people are worried.
God, that sucks.
There's some people who are like they can still – you know, because you have Aaron Rodgers, you're always going to be in the game. But –
well, you got Devontae Adams, who was supposed to be pretty good. He'll step into that spot.
Randall Cobb, draft status is shot the hell up.
All the way. Second round.
Yeah.
Get that out the way.
Yeah.
Shoot. So, for the Packers, really, it's going to fall on their defense. Can their defense perform up to par? Can you give Aaron Rodgers,
some cushion?
Some cushion, yeah. Give him some good cushion. You know, their defense is okay. You still got the golden boy, Clay Matthews.
Yeah, Clay Matthews Jr. Other side, Julius Peppers.
Yeah. So you got that pass rush going for you. Their defensive back bill is pretty good. Sam Shields, Casey Hayward. You got Mr. Laughs a Lot. Clinton Dix in the backfield. So, I like their defense. It's a pretty good D. We'll see if they can give him enough cushion. I think they have enough still, even without Jordy Nelson. They have enough to still win this division.
Yeah.
And you got discount, double check. You always got a chance.
Yeah. He's going to come in cocky and not bothering.
Of course.
Like, just got to step up.
Exactly.
And, that's still like the chances definitely for winning the division.
Yeah.
Regular season start off. Let's see who they have. Regular season, they are playing.
At Chicago. Mm-hmm. W.
Yep.
And then
the rival. Versus Seattle, Kansas City.
Not bad. They don't have a bad schedule. Well, I take that back. After their bye, it gets a little tougher.
Yeah, they got a bye week 7.
You got at Denver, at Carolina, Detroit, at Minnesota.
Yeah.
It's not a bad. That's a tough little stretch. Mm-hmm. And then, Chicago.
Yeah, you got Detroit week 13, Dallas 14.
At Arizona. It's doable.
Yeah,
it's more than doable. So this team is still the front runner to win that division, hands down.
Oh yeah, Speaking on the NFC North, they'll be playing the West divisions this season. So they got of course with Denver sprinkled in there, and You want to get your Seattle's. So it don't matter. Like, we're going to just throw Seattle on the schedule.
Yep. Just make it tough.
The last few years, they're always playing each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, clearly they've kind of been the best two teams in the NFC.
Seattle seems to have their number, right? Though. Seattle got their number. That's the way it seems.
Yeah, it has been. Like, if we just do your job,
yep.
Don't do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Let niggas catch them.
And as far as, I mean, fantasy-wise for this team, any of the top three skill position players they got, really, if you want to use your first pick on them, it's not a big deal. I'm not using a first-round pick, per se, on Randall Cobb, unless it's, like, towards the end, maybe. If I can still get a decent quarterback and, like, most of the top running backs are taken,
yeah.
You know he's going to get targeted a lot. And he's going to play all over the field, and he's going to be turning kicks. So I'm just saying, there's value there. You know, Aaron Rodgers, if you want to take him with the first fucking pick, you can take him with the first damn pick. Nobody's going to blink twice about that.
They'll just be like, why you take quarterbacks so early? But who's going to be like, all right, well.
I personally don't have an issue with it. If you're comfortable with that, go ahead.
Yeah.
If you know some tricks of the trade, go ahead. I ain't mad at you. And then Eddie Lacy, again, if you want to take Eddie Lacy in the middle of the first round, bottom of the first round, you know, beginning of the second, I have no issue with that. He's proven to be one of the better running backs in the league, one of the better young backs, three down backs, very reliable, does catch passes out of the backfield as well. Richard Rodgers is a sleeper at tight end because, you know, with Jordy Nelson down, you're going to need some other targets, and where's it going to come from? You got a guy tight end who probably could be their best tight end since what? Shumura was playing?
Oh, damn.
They've never really had a really good tight end since.
No, what's the name? Just never panned out.
Who?
Who's
the boy who hurt his neck?
Who's always been drafted high.
At a Notre Dame. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I forget his name. Yeah, fuck it.
I'm not remembering it from my.
He retired. and Devontae Adams. If you're looking for a guy in the later rounds of the draft for wide receiver, take a flyer on the kid because he's going to get targets.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers is the type of guy who he'll go to his guys, but he will spread it out. Mm-hmm. So it's just opportunities for more guys to step up.
Absolutely.
So Packer fans, don't worry.
Yeah.
R-E-L-A-X.
Yeah. Things will be fine. Don't trip.
But I am a little nervous. So yeah. I'm like, oh, shit. Jordy Nelson. On to the Lions.
Mm.
Detroit, y'all hanging with them. Last year, 11-5, didn't get out the first round.
Yeah. I mean, they showed improvement, though.
They did.
Vast improvement, too. Hey, Jim Caldwell was a nice hire, man. That was a great hire.
He proved he can handle his team, got his offense going, you know. There's
some good things with Matt Stafford.
Yeah, Matt Stafford has continually improved, always putting up big numbers, 5,000-yard type quarterback.
Absolutely.
Got the best wide receiver in the game, Megatron, triple team. Just throw it. I got it.
You got probably one of the better compliments in Golden Tate.
Yeah, he was – hey, smart move. You know, you leave in Seattle, who they don't really throw. Like, all right, I'm going to go. Where am I going to go? I'm going to go to Detroit.
Where they always throw the ball.
Yeah. And just be patient. Like, hey, if you're going to double them, go double them.
Exactly.
And I'll reap the benefits.
That's funny. And, I mean – Their running back position,
it's always been a little shaky.
Question mark, yeah. Offensive line is pretty good for the most part. Eric Ebron's going to have to step up in his second year at tight end and do some things, make some catches, make some big plays for this team.
Yeah,
but they have the potential to be an explosive offense, very explosive.
They do. I mean, and their biggest loss, of course, is on defense.
Absolutely.
Losing Ndamukong Suh, Mr. I don't, I'm stepping on your face, your hand, whatever. It don't matter.
I mean, they replaced him with Haloti Ngata, which is a nice get.
I mean, if you're going to lose him, that's a nice backup.
That's a nice backup plan, but he ain't Ndamukong Suh.
No.
So we'll see how that pans out. But again, I still expect them to have one of the better defenses in the league. I like their defense.
Yeah, lost Nick Fairley, too.
Well, he wasn't
like that.
Doing anything anyway like that. So, you know, I don't see their defense dropping off too much. I still see them being physical. You got DeAndre Levy, who I like, a linebacker. They got some good pieces in there. If Steven Tulloch does not choose to celebrate and tear his ACL again, they should be good to go. They should be fine. Sorry, man. I had to take that shot. But I think they'll be all right. So I like what they're doing. But I'll save that for the when we let y'all know where they finish.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, checking their schedule out. Start off at San Diego and at Minnesota.
Then Denver, at Seattle, then Arizona. That's a tough start, man.
That is a tough start.
Jesus Christ. Then Minnesota and Chicago.
You've been Minnesota whatever. Again. Yeah, Kansas City, you know, by week nine. So
then out the gate, we're going to Green Bay?
Yeah.
Damn. They play
Green Bay off the game week 10 and week 13.
And then you got Philly, at St. Louis, at New Orleans. Dang. They got a tough schedule, man.
They've got winnable pockets.
Absolutely.
But, it's, yeah, that
shit.
Yeah, that's opening.
That's a brutal schedule, man.
Yeah, it's just bit. They got a little bit of breathing room here and there, but they got tough stretches.
God, man. Yeah, so we'll see. We shall see for this team. And then, I mean, fantasy-wise, Matt Stafford is always a nice pickup. You can get him in the, I'd say, probably the third round. Past the top tier quarterbacks, once they're gone, he's probably at the top or at the top of that next tier.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about fantasy wise, of course. Yeah. If you're talking, I mean, running back wise, Amir Abdullah seems to be the guy who's getting a lot of headway.
Yeah, because Joik Bell just
always hurt.
Yeah,
can't ever do nothing. So I would shy away. I mean, if you want to take a flyer on Abdullah later on in the draft. It wouldn't be a bad idea because he might be the guy who eventually just gets the load and they just run with him. Megatron is Megatron. First round pick. He can take him first. I don't care what you do. He first round. Yeah. Easy.
Yeah, you know he's getting the targets. You know he's getting the catches. You just know that you'll have a couple games where he just does nothing. They're just like, well, they'll just take him out the game.
Yeah. So and with that being said, Golden Tate. If you can get him in the fourth, fifth round, he's another value pick.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Ebron could be a sleeper. If you want to, yeah, I'm sure he won't be taken high. So if you can get him in the eighth, ninth round of your drafts, you know, seventh round, around that area, he's a guy who could, depending on how much he's improved, he could be a tight end number one. Mm-hmm. Could be, because they throw it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind.
All right. On to the Minnesota Vikings. Who had their own cloud of drama with Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, and man.
Going a little extra hard on his children.
I beat my kids if I want to.
With the spanking. Really?
Nah. But it was unfortunate, absolutely. And we hope he learns from it and just, you know.
It seems like it. Yeah, but, you know, like for.
He's staying out of the media.
Yeah,
he is keeping low profile.
He had some issues with Minnesota, but they kind of, at least for the moment,
they paid him more money.
Yeah, they gave him some guaranteed money. All right, you know, this could be his last in Minnesota.
Could be.
Still.
Could be.
But he did come off the season before that as what, comeback player of the year, was in the mix for MVP,
mm-hmm.
And really didn't even do anything the next season, which is off. So he looks fresh. I think he's ready to get back and roll and make people know who
AP is. I'm still the best running back in this league.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So you got him. You don't get to mix him with Teddy Bridgewater going in his second year.
That's my dude. Teddy Bridge has looked really good this preseason, showing the touch, the accuracy, the poise. I think he's really going to be a nice piece for them.
Mm.
I really, really do. Of course, they added Mike Wallace, give him a deep threat.
Yeah.
To go along with Charles Johnson, who's the other starting receiver. Cordero Patterson just fell off the map.
Man.
He was just, that's the dude to take in fantasy. Take Cordero Patterson. Oh, my God. He was horrible.
Yeah, he had like a.
What, he was garbage. Was
great the first game.
I took that fool late in the draft. I was just like, let me take a flyer and see late in the draft.
Yeah, see what all these people are talking about. See what
they're talking about. And I was like, I don't see anything of what y'all talking about.
Mostly be saying, ain't no expert.
Yeah.
I'm saying like week one, he was awesome. Week two, he was okay. And then that's it.
Yep. So I ain't an expert, but I'm just analyzing the situations I'm seeing. Kyle Rudolph should be better this season.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little banged up. I know he seems to always be banged up, but I think he can have a pretty good season. Their offensive line, boy, it's okay, But losing Phil Lodeholtz, who we talked about last week, that hurt.
Yeah.
That hurt a lot.
Yeah.
That did hurt. Their defense, though, I do like. I like their defense. They showed some things last year. They have nice pieces, young pieces, too. Mm-hmm. So they got speed on defense. And you got Mike Zimmer is a defensive mind.
Yeah.
So you know they're going to be ready. They're going to be focused. They did really good last year. Anthony Barr had a good season. Still got Chad Greenway. Got Sharif Floyd. They got some pieces. They got some pieces now. Terrence Newman came over. Still got Xavier Rhodes, Harrison Smith in the back. I like their D a lot. So we'll see what ends up happening with that. I expect them to have a really good season, honestly.
Yeah, I think they can improve and really fight for a spot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, looking at their schedule.
Yeah, they start off at Frisco,
mm-hmm.
Detroit, San Diego, at Denver, before heading to a bye, so early bye week.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out of that,
Kansas City.
See, Detroit, St. Louis. Can say week 11 versus Green Bay, at Atlanta,
Seattle, at Arizona.
That's. And then ending with Green Bay.
That's tough.
Yeah, you don't want to end that way. But that's not bad.
It's not a bad schedule at all. Very doable, very winnable pieces in there.
You get to your first game at Green Bay.
Yeah.
You're 6-3.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. So I like the direction Minnesota's going. I think they're gonna surprise some people. I really do.
No, I think so too. And you know, hopefully all the drama's passed. We can focus on football.
Exactly.
And, you know, some dumbass team will do something and take that away from Minnesota.
Exactly. So, fantasy-wise, I mean, Teddy Bridge, I'm sure most people pick him as a backup, but he has the potential to be a starter.
Mm-hmm.
He can scramble. It's one dimension that he doesn't do a lot, but when he does, he can do it. Adrian Peterson.
That losing that tackle is
it's tough.
Yeah.
But I'm still taking him, you know, I ain't taking him no later in the second round. He's still one of the top running backs in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And he going to get touches.
Oh, yeah, he going to get some touches.
He going to get run, so let it be known. Mike Wallace, honestly, I'd take Charles Johnson over Mike Wallace.
Mm.
I really would. I'd take Charles Johnson probably in, like, the fifth round or so because I think he has a good rapport with Teddy Bridgewater. Mike Wallace has always been shaky.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But he may surprise me. With Norv Turner at the helm, he may surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Rudolph, you know, you can take him probably. You can probably get him later on in the middle of the draft.
Yeah.
Or later on in the draft. He'd be a good value pick.
He's always hit or miss, but I think he can deliver some
He'd
value.
Be a solid value pick. They have a decent quarterback situation now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it ain't Christian Ponder no more.
So I think he was hurt last year a lot.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean. Yeah. We'll see. I think their quarterback position is much improved. I'm a big fan of Teddy Bridge, as you can tell. So, we'll see. I like what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. And then on to them Bears. The Bears. Man.
I like your
what
head coach.
What the fuck are we doing out here? I asked you. What in the fuck are we doing here?
I like your head coach. I like John Fox.
I do.
I think he'll bring some things to the team that they need, but... Yeah, the talent wise, yeah.
You know, they had. I mean, Brandon Marshall's gone. Yep. There's some interesting stuff with that. Jay Cutler, man,
Kevin White's out.
Move this man! Move!
Jay Cutler done fell off.
He's awful.
Yeah, to the point where there's ain't no faith in this dude.
Whatever. Some people were like, just put in Jimmy Clausen. He can't do no worse.
I'm like, damn. I mean, like, he ain't. I think he's starter material. He's
borderline starter material at this point.
He has the talent. You would be like, this dude can carry us to great things.
Yep.
He just don't. He just find a way to just. And that feeling like I don't
give a shit. What? I don't give a fuck either.
You know, getting frustrated.
And now he doesn't have his biggest, I guess you want to call it, his biggest defender in Brandon Marshall, who defended him for the longest until he just gave up and threw in the towel. I was like, I can't do it no more.
Yeah, he said.
It's been like 8 years. I can't keep doing this.
Yes, and he's the only one who was holding himself accountable. Brandon Marshall talking about Jay Cutler, and then you had, you know, Matt Forte, who came out and responded to Brandon Marshall's comments, saying Brandon Marshall didn't hold himself accountable.
Shouldn't be on that Showtime shit all the time, motherfucker.
Inside the NFL. It's just not
good. I mean, that's real.
The coach throwing jabs at Jay Cutler. It was a lot going on.
Should we trade him?
But still, you know, you still got Alshon Jeffrey, who's been coming on, still proving that he's going to be able to do some. You got, what's the tight end, Martellus Bennett, who showed he got some skill as well.
Absolutely.
Matt Forte just continues to never get the ball enough.
Get this out the way. Take him first, second round, please.
He's probably going to lead the team in catches.
Absolutely. That's the way it looks, especially with Alshon Jeffrey banged up, too. Like, good Lord, have mercy.
It just don't stop.
Eddie Royal, where you at?
Yep. That's what I'm saying. Kevin White hurt. Yep.
That's Eddie, what I'm saying.
Eddie Royal, somebody's going to pick him.
Value.
Early, yeah.
Get him middle, late. Get him fifth, sixth, seventh round. Value right there, I'm telling you. But, I mean, when we talk about reality, this offensive line, I don't know.
Yeah. They've been having problems.
They've been having some issues. Not sure. And then defensively, they're going to the 3-4. John Fox isn't a 3-4 coach. He does the 4-3, so this is a little weird for me.
Yeah.
And then just talent-wise, I mean, Jared Allen is not a linebacker. Really? Like, it's weird. You got a lot of dudes, I mean, who Pernell McPhee is not a linebacker. Like, it's tough, man. I mean, I like Antre Roll in the backfield. Yeah. Kyle Fuller's a very good corner, but they just don't have enough. And they lost him. Then they lose him. Who my boy? Lance Briggs is gone.
Yep.
So you're losing leadership, too. And there are question marks about who's accountability in the locker room and all that. I mean, just, I don't know, man. 5-11 looks about right. Sorry, Kylo.
Man, Kyle, let us know how you feeling about your team. We ain't. How the city of Chicago feeling?
That's what I want to know. Sometimes I just wish I could just go listen to the city. Sometimes, like, thoughts on Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Boo!
Turn this on Chicago radio.
Boo! Who are you talking about?
We have no faith.
ye of little faith.
Yeah.
So all right.
What you
schedule?
No one to schedule is going to be like.
Oh my God! First three games lost. This is Green Bay, Arizona, at Seattle. Lost, and another loss.
Jeez.
They may lose to Oakland. I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Then you got Kansas.
They may start out 0-6. They may start out 0-6, and it wouldn't shock me.
And going into a bye, they may start out 0-6, yeah.
Then you got coming off the bye, you got Minnesota, at San Diego, at St. Louis, Denver, at Green Bay. They may go 0-12. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, the name will end at Detroit. But yeah, so their first.
It's a long season.
They could go 0-12.
I'm telling you
or
now.
Or 0-11, yeah.
They
they can go through week 12 and not have a win. They should beat. They can beat one of these because it's just hard to do, but. Oof.
That's a brutal schedule to start off with, so. Be prepared for a long season, Bear fans. I'm sorry. It's just the way it's going to be.
It's going to be that way.
I mean, fantasy purposes, Jay Cutler, backup, maybe. You can wait to the waiver wire to pick him up because ain't nobody picking him in the draft. I can tell you that. Matt Forte, you know, take him early because he's gold. I mean,
he's going to get
the rock. And John Fox likes to run the ball, so you know he's going to get rocked. Plus, they want to take the ball out of Jay Cutler's hand, so.
There you go.
Eddie Royal, we already mentioned him, value pick. Martellus Bennett, borderline starting tight end, but again, could be value with Alshon Jeffrey banged up, no Kevin White. So we'll see. And then just don't even deal with their defense. It's not even worth your time, folks. Their kicker, Robbie Gould, though, maybe, because they're going to be kicking a lot of field goals.
Yeah, he's always been solid.
Yep.
He's always been solid.
So there you go for your fantasy news notes. For the free 99.
So who do you have? What's your outlook for the NFC North?
All right. So I got Green Bay winning 11 games or so, 12 games still, even without Jordy Nelson. I think they'll end up winning the division. got Minnesota. Mm. 10 wins or so. I think they're going to win a second in the division. Beating out Detroit. I like Teddy Bridge. I think he brings stability finally to that quarterback position after going through Matt Castle and Sage Rosenfeld and Christian Ponder and just dudes who were just so inaccurate and all this. You finally got an accurate quarterback, guy who probably, the way it looks, he looks like he's probably their best quarterback since, I want to say Dante Culpepper. Excuse me, since Brett Favre went there.
Right.
There you go. Fine, I give you that. Third, I think Detroit is still going to have – I think it's going to be close with them and Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I think both teams will end up having 10 or 9 wins or so. I just think Minnesota will end up, you know, division-wise leading them in that aspect. So I just think they'll end up clinching that division – I mean, clinching a third in that aspect. And then the Bears coming up the rear, I expect no more than their 5-11 record from last year. It could be worse. It could be 3-13 for y'all.
Damn.
I mean, and in all honesty, it wouldn't surprise me if Bear fans are like, yeah, go 3-13 so we can get Cardale Jones and get a decent quarterback around these spots. Shit. So there you go. That's me.
Okay. Mine is pretty similar. I do have the Packers, again, winning division.
Mm-hmm.
Should, you know, 10 wins easy.
Absolutely.
Maybe 11 is what it takes. Mm-hmm. I don't know about buying all that, but solid another win. I honestly think this is pretty much going to be a tie for second.
Mm.
I think the Vikings are going to improve off that 7-9 record.
I do too.
Lions are going to take a step back. So I think it's going to be, if I had to pick a team, I'd put the Lions ahead barely.
Mm.
But I think this, I wouldn't be surprised if the Vikings do edge out the Lions. I think it's just going to be that close for that second place spot.
Nice.
It may come down to a tiebreaker.
Ooh.
Bears, yeah, with that schedule,
yeah,
no real faith. You know, John Fox has shown he can.
I like John Fox. Magic. I really do like John Fox as a coach.
So if he can kind of steal some games, and you know, they got some talent.
They have some,
right?
Not enough,
but I don't know.
It's not enough.
Not going to be enough.
So there you go, folks. That's our NFC, AFC North Division previews. Let us know how you feel about your squads. If you're a disappointed Bears fan, I know. I understand. If you want to vent frustration, you are more than welcome to contact us and let it out. I get it.
Hit us up. All right, y'all. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, get into some more news around there, do some awards.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
To the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
That's right.
So let us know your thoughts on these division previews so far with the AFC North. Steeler fans, Ravens, where you at?
Yes, sir.
Bengal fans, are y'all going to get over the hump this year and win the playoff?
No, sir.
Any of the Browns fans, y'all believing in Johnny Manziel?
Hell to the law. Where they do that at?
Mm-hmm. And Bears fans, any hope, any belief? What's going on?
None.
Any of that good stuff y'all want to talk, you can hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @brotherslayman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts. Let us know how you're feeling, fans. Definitely want to hear from y'all.
Continue with some NFL news. And, you know, we mentioned some of them already. But we just got to bring them up again because, I mean. It just.
That time of the year.
And don't stop. It just keeps going. Fantasy fans. So Panthers wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin out for the season with a torn ACL.
Oh, another non-contact injury. They were just like, it's an ACL sprain. No, he tore it.
Like, yeah, this God was bad because this really is going to affect their chances of
absolutely
getting this division win. I picked him to win the division. Now I don't know. I mean, that really cuts his weapons down.
I doubt
it. Going to feel like he's going to have to do more.
I doubt it.
What?
That they're going to win their division.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to rely too much on Devin Funches and Greg Olsen to provide offense for that team. And, you know, providing, you know, granted, Kelvin Benjamin did a great job as a rookie last year. Mm-hmm. To expect a dude to come in again as a rookie and produce like that, that's a lot to ask out of a guy.
He's a 1,000-yard receiver. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're expecting more from him this season.
Exactly. So, I mean, you expect Devin Funches to get the targets and, you know, all that. So he may put up the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, is it going to lead to the W's and all that stuff? I'm not sure. Don't know. So, definitely dampers the hope for the Panthers this season.
Yeah. More injury news as we continue for the Cardinals. It just got bad.
Mm.
Loss of defensive tackle Corey Peters for the season with a torn left Achilles tendon.
Mm.
And then their line, the left guard, Mike.
Iupati.
Yep. Will be sidelined 6 to 8 weeks with arthroscopic knee surgery.
And it just keeps going.
Yeah, they couldn't. It's. Oh, my God. It keeps up. You hate this time of the season with that like that.
Yeah, you hate to see all these injuries, especially during the preseason. Like, God damn it, you couldn't give me 2 games during the regular season. But, I mean, Iupati's supposed to be back, so it won't be too big of a loss. I mean, with Corey Peters, he was pretty good in Atlanta, but he wasn't, you know, overwhelmingly great.
Right.
So it's not the biggest loss in the world, but they need that defensive presence in that to anchor the middle of their defensive line. So, that end, it's potentially a pretty devastating loss for them.
You know, one that wasn't like major, like yearly, but out for the season. But you know, RG3 suffered a concussion this past preseason game.
Yeah, I got to renege on my picks. Redskins will be last. Absolutely, it's gonna happen. Just, I felt bad for RG3, man. He got pulverized. His O-line was ass. That wasn't all his fault.
No, his O-line
was terrible. His O-line was terrible. And if that's the sign of things to come, it don't matter who behind center, because they're going to die.
Yeah, and of course he's going to get that, well, you know, he'd be holding on to the ball a long time kind of stuff.
I mean, not everybody can get the ball out in 2 seconds like your Peytons and your Tom Brady's and all them. I mean, you need some time to read the field.
Right.
Jesus Christ. It was like, right through the middle, Zach. Like, oh, God.
Woo. Yeah, folks is already putting doubt. And
yeah.
Like, we thought this would be his final season to actually do something, but you just like, man.
This is last season in Washington.
He just come off like he's just injury prone. Like, yeah. You can't lead a field without getting hurt and doing something. Like, fuck.
Yeah, he's done in Seattle after this. It's a wrap, son.
Yeah.
And then Cam Chancellor.
Yeah, he's real about it. He's prepared to extend his holdout into the regular season. Like, wow, okay. Like,
you really want your money?
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, it's Cam Chancellor. I don't blame him,
but at the same time, like, dude,
holdouts don't work all the time.
They're not good for the team. All you're gonna do in the end is hurt your team.
Yeah,
seriously. So,
and it's one of the things where you feel like with the window now that Russell's gotten his dough. And this is not to me, this is not like basketball where you could have a dominant team be back. This ain't Miami Heat or LeBron James. I'm going to go to the Super Bowl 8 times. Like,
it don't work that way.
The Bills did it 4 times.
Bills did it 4 times.
And I don't think anybody's done it 3 times since.
I mean, John Elway, he's been to the Super Bowl several times.
Right. But he went back-to-back.
He went back-to-back.
You
know,
you can say Green Bay did it. Patriots did it.
Yeah.
Rams did it.
It's tough, man.
Yeah. But I mean, none of them since the Bills have gone back a third time.
No.
And so I'm almost like, dude, you may have to ride this window.
Yeah. You can get paid next season.
Right. It's hard. Man. But, you know, honestly, I'd be like, well, just take short deals then. Because it seemed like every year, you know, they want to restructure. And it just fucked up.
Yeah.
Because if I'm owner and, you know, like, I got you for – you only making $2 million, but you giving me, like, $6 million value. No, I don't want to restructure your damn contract. Exactly. Hell no.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You had, Roddy White, right elbow surgery, supposed to be back. I think that's why
something minor, touch him. Yeah. He's just – I don't know, man.
Reggie Wayne is going to take his physical with the Patriots. May sign there, which is like
interesting.
Folk going like, boo!
I need a job.
Basically,
I still want to play. I need a job. Right. Indy don't want me,
and now other teams don't really want.
I got to go somewhere, right?
Yeah, if I could pick and choose where I want to go, I would probably not pick New England. Exactly, but if it's New England,
and I want a chance to win a ring,
yeah.
It's the best spot.
Can't blame him.
And he might actually get some run.
Yeah. Speaking of the Browns, you mentioned them. They had actually discussed adding Ray Rice this season.
Nobody's adding Ray Rice. I mean, look, man.
Not this season. I'll put it this way. I don't expect it to happen before the season starts.
I don't either.
I can see about week 12, 13, guys getting hurt. We need to fill out the roster.
I don't know if he's going to get that shot, man.
He's getting back in.
I don't know.
Somebody's going to give him a shot.
Maybe. It's a different situation altogether.
Oh, well, it's a new NFL.
There's videotape of it. That's the biggest thing with it, is that anybody at any given moment can just pull that shit up on their phone, like, boop, 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 boop. Oh, beating your wife, homie. And with all the other situations, you have, I guess, the quote-unquote details. But there's always doubt in the back of your mind, like, well, maybe everything is true. But with this, it's like we can see you directly smacking your girl, man. We would see it.
I only would lean to it because
spitting and all that, we see it.
It's a incident, and I guess this is his only incident on his record and his first time. And, you know,
and to top it off, mm-hmm. the last time he was in the league, he was weak. That doesn't help his case either.
Well, I ain't expecting him to, like, getting brought in to be, like, an every down back. But I do think he is can be used on a second, third back. I think on a play, for a team that needs depth, he can get in. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be an impact player, but I think he can get back in the NFL.
We'll see.
Yeah. All right, quick little NBA news. At least one deal that's been worked out. The NBA referees tentatively agreed to a 7-year deal, including raises for them, and getting some staffing of refs in the league replay center. Because I guess before that, I guess they must have had some other staff. I was like, oh, the refs weren't in the
– That makes no sense.
Yeah, that sounds weird. Like, I know y'all doing it, but ain't nobody at the replay center in Jersey. Like,
an actual ref?
Yeah.
That's
interesting. Like, okay. And then, of course, folk getting some money. Jonas Valanciunas signs a 4-year, $64 million extension with the Raptors. Like, wow.
That's a lot.
Big men on a premium.
But, I mean, he's only 22. He's still young.
Yeah.
It's
because they don't use him like that.
Yeah.
And he's not dominant defensively. He's saying he's young, has some potential, got some solid moves, solid skills.
He's okay on defense. But
that's
a lot of dough,
as much as the league is all about swing men and all that and point guards, yeah, I would be money to be an athletic 7-footer. Shit, I'm gonna give me some money
easily.
I'm gonna be young. Shit, like Larry Sanders. I know he had his issues, but I mean, That's what you call cashing in. Yep. I had a couple good years.
Eric Dampier.
I can't believe that contract he got. J.R. Smith signs him a 2-year deal with the Cavs. First year is at $5 million. Second year, a player option with a no-trade clause. The hell?
I was like, a no-trade clause. Who wants to trade for J.R. Smith? That had to be done to, like, butter him up or something. Because I'm like, there's
we won't trade you. Like, shit.
I don't want to go nowhere. Okay, first of all, you ain't got the right to be giving no demands. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants you anyway. Oh, I was.
Yeah, I loved it. I looked around and it seemed like Cleveland was the best spot for me. I was like, you looked around and it was like a desert. Like, yeah, we don't want you.
So he's lucky to have gotten $5 mil.
Yeah, he is.
I'd have gave him one.
You can't now with the new, all this new money coming in.
Why not?
He's just dumb enough. He shouldn't have opted out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he took less, a mil less. He's got a 2-year deal. Ooh. He's got his option.
The player option. I can't wait to see the market for J.R. Smith next year.
So basically what you mean is he's going to opt. He's opting in this time.
No, he's opting out. This is J.R. Smith we talking about. He's opting out. I'm a cash in.
Hey, that is still shocking, man. Okay.
Oh, God.
So he's back. Especially, that's a tough backcourt now.
Yeah.
I mean, because Kyrie Irving clearly, if he wants 40 minutes, he's getting 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Still got Shumpert.
Shumpert signed with big money.
Yep.
You know, you added Mo Williams.
Yep.
He deserves some run.
Is J.R. Smith going to get the time he got last season? Remains to be seen.
That's the hard part. I'm not sure.
To be seen.
And Jason Terry's returning to the Rockets for a 1-year deal. And just, hey, team is winning.
Golf clap.
Yeah. He played all right with Beverly gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's basically old, third.
He's clearly past his prime.
He's the third guard who can hit some shots. And, you know, when you got guys like Harden and Dwight Howard, you know, and, you know, really Ty Lawson. You know, you got shooting is necessary. Everybody needs it.
Yeah. I mean, he's not the Jet anymore, but I guess he can give you a couple threes here and there.
Yeah, he ain't no Jet. Cessna, man.
Oh, that's funny.
But, hey, he's still in the league. Shit, get your money.
I ain't mad at him either. No. Get your money, brother. Get your paper.
All right, y'all, let's get into these. We had a lot going on last week, so this week is a little shorter for y'all, but we're going to get into these awards.
Yes, sir.
First off, starting with the Noise Award.
Noise, noise, noise.
Noise, noise. All right, what you got?
All right, I got a couple. One is just a quick tidbit. My first one, I want to give a shout-out to Brandon Armstrong, the homie who's come out with all these NBA impressions. I'm sure most of y'all have seen him by now. He's starting to get a lot of pub.
Yeah.
A lot of notoriety. So I'm sure y'all seen the Russell Westbrooks, the Kobe, the Derrick Rose, the LeBron, where I travel all over the world. It's just funny. Had the opportunity to meet the man years ago. Well, while he was in Pepperdine College, one of our homeboys, Cedric Suitt, who played center for Pepperdine, was a teammate of his. So I had an opportunity to meet Brandon before he was drafted by New Jersey. Fortunately, it didn't work out in the league, but hey, he has found his niche and it's working for him.
Yeah, I mean, getting some pub, man.
Getting some pub. So happy for the brother. So definitely want to show him some love. And then for the next Norse Award, want to give a shout out to Baylor the Great, who hit us up on Twitter, with his fantasy league.
What's
or one of them.
Right.
He shouted to us, says, no backup QB or solid tight end, but major trade bait, though. Hashtag one draft down. So let's see who he got. Quarterback, he got Tony Romo.
Mm-hmm.
Two starting receivers, he got T.Y. Hilton, Keenan Allen.
Not bad.
Running backs, he has Eddie Lacy, Matt Forte.
That's good.
Tight end, he has Kobe Fleener.
Yeah, that's solid.
And then his flex, LeSean McCoy. And then he also has on his bench, he has CJ Spiller.
Nice.
He has Sammy Watkins. He has Jeremy Maclin.
Nice.
He has Jarvis Landry, Nelson Aguilar, and then Kenny Stills. And he has Green Bay's defense. And his kicker is Philly's kicker. I don't know who this guy is. he's got a lot of receivers. I told him, I was like, you know, we mentioned his draft on the show today. I told him I would look to trade either Jeremy Maclin or Sammy Watkins to get a solid starting tight end. Yeah. Kobe Flinders okay, but he really hasn't panned out like he should have.
It's always been between him and Dwayne Allen. None of them has produced to see who's going to be the number one.
So I would look to trade either one of those two, only because their quarterback positions are very shaky. So you don't really know what numbers they're going to produce. The earlier, the better. That way their value is still high and it doesn't drop. And then he responded, yep, you damn right I will. Waiting on the next show, too. Hashtag the nation. So I'm sure he appreciated them jabs I threw at the Raiders. That we always be throwing on the Raiders. Told him that we'd be recording today and the show should be up mid next week. But I want to give him a shout-out, man. Appreciate the love. Thanks for shooting us your fantasy league. Hey, any more of y'all out there who want us to critique and go over your fantasy league and, you know, see what it's about, see maybe we can give you some tips, some help, let us know. We will definitely get back at you. As you can see, the proof is in the pudding. Holla.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, we starting up our league.
Yeah, buddy.
The Happy Hour Fantasy Football League.
Time to get a W.
Is back.
Boomaya, boomaya, you will not get the W this year. It's my time. It's my time.
We took a year off, but yeah, we back.
It's my time.
Homie Demetrius won the first two.
Bullshit.
Yeah. So he back and ready.
Mm-hmm. I know he is. Defending that crown.
Because we're doing North. I do want to give some love to the homies. Corbin and Rand and Mr. CEO. They were playing our league before. They decided to take the year off. So I want to give them some love.
Shout out.
Got the homie Miles joining up with us. So we're going to be rolling 10 deep this year.
And is Daryl joining?
Yep.
From Straight Out Low Cash.
Yeah, he's back.
Let's get it cracking, homie.
Yeah, everybody else back. Ken, all them folk.
Let's get it going, man. I can't wait for the season to start.
Yeah, man. I got three drafts. Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, I got two.
And two on the same weekend. So
yeah, it's going to be rough.
Lord. Yeah, I don't have much because I'm stalling. I don't have much of a Norse award, but I do want to give – I will give mine out to all my fellow Leos this year. I think our time is officially over. August ain't, so I can still enjoy that time in August. But I want to give all the love to all the Leos out there. I know it's the gang of us. I know the other Chris and Toria from the Black His crew. Kenton. My boy Dub, my son's godfather.
A lot of y'all out there.
A lot of us, man.
Mercy.
So I'm still trying to remember names to say everybody. Oh, shit. Irvin Magic Johnson. Little homie Sonny. Man, it's a lot of us out there. So shout out to all the Leos, man.
For sure.
It's been a good hot season. Mm-hmm. Had a good time on my birthday. Y'all saw the tweets. My brother and I went to the Angels game.
That was cool.
Get to see the White Sox
lose.
That game went quick, too.
Hey, them the kind of baseball games I like. We were there maybe a couple of hours, two and a half maybe at the most. It was cool. Nice atmosphere. Yeah. The people around us were really cool. So, I mean, it was nice.
We got there about the second inning. Damn near seventh inning came quick as hell. We were like, damn.
Like, all right, it's about the ninth. Let's get out of here. Beat that traffic.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was good. I enjoyed my time. Shout out to my wife who bought me those tickets. I really do appreciate that.
Shout out. Still all appreciate it. All right, y'all. We got some good ones coming up on this one for you.
Yep.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right. Do you have any others before our collective?
Nope.
Okay. So... this one is going to be a joint one since we both seem to be going at the same person. This is going out to the Knicks and Phil Jackson specifically.
Sorry, Knicks fans. I'm just giving it to the Knicks as an organization.
Yeah, mine partially is for Phil. And his just, he don't want to shut up. So, I mean, where should I start? First off, the first one I'll start off with is him comparing his number one pick, Porzingis, you know, we had all that with what's the man, Jalen Rose, giving all these people comparisons and whatnot, and Phil wants to come out like, who am I comparing my pick to? Sean Bradley. Did you just compare him to Sean Bradley? Word?
For the youngsters out there who may not know who Sean Bradley is, 7'6", number two overall pick to Philly, right?
Yep.
Philadelphia 76ers. After Duncan.
No, that was Keith Van Horn. I think he was in the one between Penny and Chris Webber.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to find this right now.
I think
now
that's when it happened.
I got to know because he was one of the biggest busts.
Yeah, I think Chris Webber went first, and then Sean Bradley, and then Penny Hardaway.
Oh, my God. 7'6", garbage.
He was a 7'6", role player.
He was so-so. For a guy his size, his height, you would have thought he would have been better. Oh, there you go. He led the NBA in blocks in 97. Whoopty fucking dude.
Okay.
That's it. That's basically, look, his highlights. He was he made the all rookie team in 94. Yeah, that's about it. Started off with Philly, which lasted all of 3 years. Then he went to Jersey for two, then with Dallas to end out his
career.
Yeah,
told you. Yeah. He was a second overall pick.
That's ridiculous.
Chris Webber and Penny Hardaway.
That is the equivalent of Sam Bowie, drafted in between Hakeem and Michael Jordan.
I'm saying.
Good Lord Almighty. So to compare your number two, your top four pick to Sean Bradley, basically saying you don't know if he can put on the weight and all this other stuff. I'm like, you are not really giving a ringing endorsement for your draft pick there.
No, I mean, look, we know when it comes to guys who are tall and lanky like that, that guys who are real big, a la your Mark Gasol, your Andre Drummonds, dudes
George
like
Mirsson.
That. Yeah, dudes like that are going they going to muscle you, which is, you know, ain't like anybody else stopping them.
Yeah, but they have the girth. Right. They have the build.
But you're just like, no, this dude, he's just a rookie. He didn't even play yet. Let's see what he can do. But you put that out there.
Yep.
Like, And then what else do I know? Shout out there to the homie Spirit. He mentioned this on one of his last shows about him crying, doing this, I guess, the same shit motherfuckers do with college basketball. There's no team basketball anymore. It's just guys doing ISO all day and saying LeBron James travels basically every other time he dribbles the ball. You're like, what the hell?
Seeing as how
first off, there is some team ball. If you know, as of last year, like, yes, my San Antonio Spurs play team ball, but you can look at Atlanta Hawks. Mm-hmm. Your world champion, Golden State Warriors. Mm-hmm. I would say those were the three teams who really use team ball, and they've been successful at it. Mm-hmm. And for him, I'm like, okay, but you are the guy who coached the guy who basically everybody wants to do ISO ball because of. Yeah. I was like, nobody's like, oh, look at the way the Bulls were sharing the ball. Wow. Like, look at all that passing. Everybody gets a shot. Like, word? No, this dude gets
all of them.
90% of the shots. Pippen gets 5% of the shots. And then the 5% is given to everybody else.
Yep, there you go. Oh, that is awesome.
But you played such great team ball.
And shout out to First Take, who was clowning the Knicks, because I guess Derek Fisher, following in the footsteps of his mentor, Phil Jackson, gave his team a book to read called The Positive Dog. Son of a bitch. Oh, the positive dog. The fact that you are sitting here giving your team reading assignments, the positive dog. I mean, you couldn't find a deeper motivating book than at least if you're going to give your team a book to read, give them a book that's deep in thought. The positive dog. Let me Google that shit right now. The positive dog. Yeah, I got to know what this book is.
I think we talked about that when it came out, that we were like, Derek Fisher, coach your way. You can't fully copy somebody else.
Here you go. Here's a nice synopsis of the book. It's called The Positive Dog, a story about the power of positivity. Discover the benefits of being positive. We all have two dogs inside of us. One dog is positive, happy, optimistic, and hopeful. The other dog is negative, mad, sad, pessimistic, and fearful.
Yeah, most of us is like,
good God Almighty. Is this what we need? You guys were so bad last year. You need a book to lift their spirits up of how to be positive. Because we know it's going to be another long season. So we got to make sure we stay positive during this rocky season. Because we know we're going to suck. That's terrible. That is God awful. Jesus Christ. And then Phil Jackson, just the topper of all toppers. Shout out to, who is this? Charlie Rosen, who basically has just been writing all this stuff in regards to Phil Jackson and what he's been doing throughout his first tenure with the Knicks. What is this? This is on ESPN. You can find on ESPN.com, the Phil Files. Final evaluations is the part that I'm looking at, and that's part 7 of an 8-parter. It's long. I just wanted to read a couple tidbits on some of the players he spoke of. First one, Andrea Bargnani. Mind you, this is right before free agency, basically, mm-hmm. right before the draft and all that. AB was still is a big tease. When he was injured, he refused to do simple non-contact activities like dummy or offense in practice. He seemed to be a malingerer.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
New term for me. If you know it, please let me know. and this had a bad effect on the team and also on the way the Knicks fans reacted to him. When he was on the court, he had a hard time staying intense, didn't hustle back in offense-to-defense transition, wasn't active enough in defending screen roles. Still, his offense is perfectly suited to the triangle because he really doesn't have to work very hard to get shots. He's another guy we renounced, but whether we can agree on financial terms for his return or he winds up someplace else, AB will always be somewhat of an enigma.
Basically, you was a bust as a first-round pick.
You still always going to be a bust.
Yeah. Whoever traded for you, I wouldn't have.
Golly, just like, really, Phil? Here we go. Tim Hardaway Jr., who he traded. Timmy did hit some clutch shots for us late in the season, and when he hurt his right wrist, he worked on his left hand during the 2 weeks he was out, so that part of his game improved. Passing and handling with his left hand still needs work. Perhaps the worst part of Timmy's game is his ugly defense. We want guys to beat their man to the screen, to wedge themselves between the screen and their man, something that Timmy rarely, if ever, did. Instead, he kind of threw his head back and acted as though it was somebody else's responsibility to correctly handle the situation. Timmy needs to grow emotionally to become an NBA player.
What? Why are you putting this out?
What?
This is the same thing with the whole book about Kobe Bryant. Like, why are you putting all this out? I'm sure all GMs have these... You know, they know about their players and their strengths and weaknesses. No, why do I want to go there? You're going to put them out.
And the topper of all toppers, how does Phil feel about Derek Fisher? Let's tell you how he feels about Derek Fisher. Uh-oh. Fish did a terrific job. He was positive and supportive for his players as he made the difficult transition from the floor to command the seat. His handling of matchups and clock management got better and better, but I think the most important thing that Fish accomplished was motivating his players to always play hard, even when games were out of reach in the first quarter. I know he's going to be an outstanding coach for us. So the fact that he keeps their spirits high when we know we're going to lose is just, that's what we want in a coach.
Me fool, because that didn't seem like they play hard like that all the time.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, here we go. Probably the player he ranted and raved about the most, Alexi Shved. I enjoyed watching Alexi play. Where a lot of guys are conservative and robotic, Alexi is not afraid to drive into a crowd and take risks. And his interior shots are certainly unique. Driving from the left side, he takes a long step with his right foot and extends his right hand for the shot. He does this so quickly that the defensive bigs are caught off balance. If a lot of Alexi's perimeter shots were front rimmers, that's because he hadn't played much before he got here, and he wasn't really in game shape. His vision, of course, is just terrific. This is the same Alexi Shved who had one of the worst basketball players of the year last year when I don't know what he did, but he, like, threw the ball into the crowd on a shot. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It made the Sports Center not top 10 for, like, 18 weeks in a row. It was god-awful. And he's ranting and raving about this dude. But yet you're shitting on some of these other guys who... In realistic terms, are better than him.
Yeah, they're playing more than him.
So I don't know. Phil Jackson just need to keep his mouth shut.
Yeah,
he
can't.
And you keep wonder why. Out. And then of course, LaMarcus Aldridge didn't want to come. Why? Because he heard they didn't want him. They want him to play center for Porzingis. For Porzingis? You're going to risk not getting LaMarcus Aldridge here to give Porzingis time? Bring his ass off the bench. We didn't want him anyway. Like, oh my God. Knicks fans, I feel your pain. Yes. I so feel your pain. I don't know what Phil Jackson is doing. I questioned the move when it was made. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It is what it is at this point with Phil Jackson. He need to go. He needs to go because he's terrible. He is terrible. Go to L.A. You can be with Genie and fix that disastrous situation.
He's going to ride it out until Jim Buss gets kicked out, and then he'll come home. Oh, and everybody be like, oh, we totally forgot about how you were in New York. Like everybody did with Mike D'Antoni. Oh, yeah, we love you here. Let's just forget that whole season in New York. Yeah, Phil wishes that happened.
Oh, like, my God.
Laker fans will take him back.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Laker fans. Have him back. It'll be another long 3-4 years.
Yeah, that's what, you know, Knicks fans, I know, they are just like.
Get him out.
Yeah, they're like, go ahead.
Stop it. Stop it. I can't take it anymore.
And the season ain't even started again. No. Nope. It's only 1 year. Oh, man, come on.
He will keep giving us gold throughout this year, and I can't wait for it.
Yeah, he will. He don't know how to stop. As for us, we're going to be wrapping up. We want to thank y'all once again for tuning in to the Brothers Lamb Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. If y'all want to check out the Black Is Network and any other shows such as the Black Is Break, the Jam, or Turn My Headphones Up, you can do so at blackisonline.com. Make sure you subscribe to us. You can do that on iTunes, on Stitcher, on SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio. Leave us some reviews. Leave us 5-star, whatnot. If you feel so inclined, let us know what you guys think of the shows. If you want to get at us directly, either myself or my brother, both of us, you can reach us a number of ways. You can reach us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, @brotherslayman. You can reach out to us on our hotline, 323-455-4219. Leave a message. It'll all get back to us, and we'll discuss it on the show. If you feel so inclined to want to help us out, we do take donations. We have a donation button on the website. We appreciate that, whatever you can keep spare. It all goes back to the show, not in our pockets. So, once again, thank you all for tuning in.
Yeah, definitely want to thank you all out there who've been keeping up with us. For the first-time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for taking the time to check us out and see what we bought up here in the happy hour. For the long-time listeners, definitely want to thank y'all for keeping up with us for the long haul. If you enjoyed the show, please go ahead and tell all your loved ones, tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews, who we got today. Well, since I'm looking at my nephew's action figure, go ahead and tell Batman, tell Robin, tell the Joker, tell the Riddler, tell Poison Ivy, tell Catwoman, tell, did I mention the Penguin? Tell Mr. Freeze, tell Killer Croc, tell Bane, who we got? I can keep going.
Tell Two-Face.
Tell Two-Face. Tell Harley Quinn.
Tell the whole Suicide Squad.
Tell DC Comics. Tell everybody about the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla. Yeah. Get a big fucking spectacle of yourself.
Me? I wouldn't even be in this situation if it wasn't for you. You brought down so much fucking heat on me, and every time I meet somebody here, the big question is, do I know you?
Oof.
Do I know you?
When the fuck did I ever ask you if I could come out here? Only exist out here because of me.
Mail town of all these fake ass niggas. Ran around talking all this shit ass niggas. All up in the grass, old snake ass niggas. Keep some of the same old hating ass niggas. We be getting money and they hate that nigga. Beavin' better have all state my nigga. They be chasing pussy while we caked up nigga. Mad at the world cause they ain't us nigga. Real niggas stress, I paid the price for it. Fuck niggas, they'll trade their life for it. I'm cool with the bloods and I'm cool with the drips and the cheese and I fuck with the vice lords. If you a real nigga, holla at none. You a fuck nigga, I don't think so. Youngers in the hood, got them Dracos. I be with the paper, bitch, I'm Kinko's. Niggas say that life goes, be a real nigga like me. Bitches, how I'm living, this shit ain't for TV. Papa saying, then I pop another proof. Hey. Bitch wanna be saved, go to church. Hey. Nigga wanna get paid, get some work. Woo. Nigga wanna snatch a chain, get murked. Old project nigga, boy, been grammy. I don't fuck with these niggas, cause they sometimes. Man, I'm tired of all these fake ass niggas. Young, ran around talking all this shit ass niggas. Pussy all up in the grass, old snake ass niggas.
kicks on the set. Oh, hating that niggas. Hey. We be getting money and they ain't that nigga. Money. Beefing better hair, all stay my nigga. Beefing. They be chasing pussy while we caked up, nigga. Mad at the world cause they ain't us, nigga. You a real nigga on the internet. Real street niggas, we ain't into that. Real street niggas, we ain't looking back. Take a nigga, bitch, like, give me that. You be on your cycle, you a bitch ass nigga. Puss, front for the hoe, you a trick ass nigga. Puss, credit took your chain, you a lick ass nigga. Playing both sides, you a switch ass nigga. You ain't taking care of your kids, but you taking care of your hoes. Where your OGs, where your morals and your codes. And how the fuck you living with yourself, nigga? Gotta thank the man that I'm blessed, nigga. Yum. And every day I wake up, rub my teeth and grandma stretch to start my day, man, I think about my problems. Yep. And every time I go and meet the plug to get the second game, his money, I think about robbing. Nigga taking samples with another nigga, another nigga. Baby mama fucking on another nigga. Dang. We been running around with the gutter niggas. Gutter. Pretty boys don't wanna see them ugly niggas. Label sell man, tie social. Why? Cause I don't really fuck with the social networks. Ain't got time for the motions. Cause bitch, I'm in the hood with the yo. Man, I'm tired of all these fake ass niggas. Yo. Ran around talking all this shit ass niggas. Pussy all up in the grass, old steak ass niggas. Keeps on the set, old hating ass niggas. Hey. We be getting money and they ain't that nigga. Money. Beefing better hair, all stay my nigga. Beefing. They be chasing pussy while we caked up, nigga. Mad at the world cause they ain't us, nigga.
I'm with towns out here, like your fucking country clubs or your fucking TV shows. And what the fuck are you doing on TV anyhow? You know, I get calls from back home every fucking day. They think you went batshit.